Take us back to this year's Breeders' Cup Classic and your ride on Arrogate, if you would.
Well, I mean, it was a really good scenario for me. I mean, the way the race set up, I thought early on going into the race, I thought maybe I'd have to be a bit aggressive just to make sure that he had some, you know, some company up there in the front end. You can't let a good horse like that just walk. And when I saw Melatonin break as well as he did and kind of keep him some company anyway, I was able just to put my hands down and relax a little bit going into that first turn and then kind of get in behind Melatonin and into a spot where, you know, they couldn't really see me and know when I was going to make my move or know where I was at. And then going into the far turn, I was able just to drop down in there. And, man, and when I did, he accelerated. And good thing he did, because when we headed for home, when Victor asked his, you know, chrome to run, I mean, he dropped. He hit another gear. So, but I've been on this colt one time before in the Traverse, I knew that he had a turn of foot himself, and he has a stamina that's never ending, it seems like. So I knew I was going to just keep coming at him and hopefully at some point be able to run him down.
Yeah, I guess California Chrome isn't the easiest horse in the world to run down, but at the same time, like you said, you knew you had a lot of horse and you were picking up steam. Were you ever concerned at any point about how much real estate was left?
Not going down the backside, you know, of course I was a little, but once we went into the turn and I was able to make up four or five lengths real quick like I did, and knowing that I still had more in the tank, I was confident that he was gonna make a race of it. If I could get by him or not, I wasn't sure. You know, you really don't know, because I know the turn of foot that Chrome has. And sure enough, he hit another gear and got away from me there for a minute. But once I got into him left-handed a little, then went back to the right hand, he hit another one himself, and it was pretty much over at that point, you know.
The Chrome Connections know they have a target on their back coming into the Pegasus Cup. Without giving too much away, can you talk about strategy coming into this next race?
Yeah, I mean, it's... You know, it's pretty, it's out there, man. It's black and white. Depending on where we draw, you certainly want to draw well going at a mile and eighth at Gulfstream, because you break so close to the first turn. So depending on where we draw, but depending on how we leave the gate, you know, hopefully we jump very well. And my horse is fast. He's faster than he was in the Classic. You've seen him go at 46 in the Traverse, so he can definitely do something like that if I need to. And I won't really know that until I see the draw, Jeff. And then once we, you know, I mean, I could say I'm going, but what if you don't, you know, break? I got to go to plan, you know, B and C. So, but yeah, I would certainly, you know, get him out of there. And I'd like to be in contention with him, a place to go and be able to let him run when I want to. If that's the case, I'll be happy. Where that's going to put me in the first part of the race, I'm really not sure. We'll just have to wait and see. But if I can just let him run when I want to, I'll be beside myself.
The weather's been a bit of a challenge here in Southern California. And, Bob Baffert's had his hands somewhat tied in terms of when he can work the horse. And you typically, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't get on the horse in the mornings for his workouts. But I believe you've been out to watch him train when he has had his last couple of workouts.
Yeah, I watch him quite a bit, actually. Especially his works, I get to watch him quite a bit. And no, I don't get on him in the morning, which is fine with me. I like getting on him when it counts. He's such a straightforward horse and a great horse to ride that you don't necessarily have to get on him to get to know him. Matter of fact, he might get to know me too well if that was the case. I like it the way it's been so far. It's worked. We've gotten the two most important works in, which is a big plus. One was a little bit late, but we did get it in, and we got this last work in, which was another major work, and this last one was right on. It was dynamite.
The world of horse racing has what I'd call an epic rematch, if you will, if you take the Breeders' Cup Classic, California Chrome, and Arrogate coming into the inaugural World Cup. There's so much excitement. There's so much hype, and rightly so. Do you get caught up in the hype and the excitement of an event like this for the rematch?
Well, I'm excited about it. I won't let it get into my head right now. It's just too early. I need to rest. But yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't. Yeah, I think you wouldn't be human if you didn't get caught up into it. You know, that energy is good energy to have. It's just depends on how you use it. I mean, you can use it to a default, and you can use it to really help you. And I absolutely embrace it. I love it. It makes me focus. I mean, it makes me deep focus. I don't even hear anything out there whenever that kind of race is running. I mean, I'm just so zoned in on what I got to do and who I have to beat it at the time. And so, yeah, I mean, I can't wait. You know, I'm approaching it like another Breeders' Cup Classic, to be honest with you.
Another Breeders' Cup Classic with a little bit more money attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Double the Classic, I mean, which is incredible. You know, now going in, we're going an eighth of a mile shorter. Jeff, as you well know, probably swings the favoritism to his side. I would say one thing on my that could help us on our behalf would be the big turns that they have there, big sweeping Belmont like turns, which could help a big horse like mine out a lot, especially if he runs so well on that side on his left lead. So that could help us as well.
Mike, your resume is remarkable. I mean, Hall of Famer for good reason. You've accomplished virtually everything a jockey could accomplish in this game. If you can, compare Arrogate to some of the champions that you've ridden in the past and describe for us, if you will, how special this horse is. We hear a lot about how fluid his stride is. He's got a big, long stride to him.
Well, he just gets up underneath himself so easy for a big horse. Zenyatta used to do that, you know. So I could compare as far as that goes. For such big horses, they really get up underneath themselves, and there's a lot of push. They never get long. Sometimes big old horses, you'll ask them to run, they kind of get long on you and stretch out. These horses actually, they get up underneath themselves and they accelerate. The thing that he has is just it's different, and I don't know if I've ever had this before, Jeff. I never had a horse with this kind of air. He just doesn't seem to stop, man. And then you gallop out, and he just keeps on going. And then, I mean, you have to make him stop after a mile and a quarter. And then he, one breath, and he turns around like, that was it. I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, most horses hang their head, as you well know, man. I mean, for a good 2-3 seconds anyway before they even think about turning around. And he's just got a lot of stamina, you know.
Yeah, he's a special horse, and we fortunately got to see that in the Breeders' Cup Classic. It sounds like he's training as good as ever coming into this race. Do you concern yourself much at all with the way the race, we talked earlier about how you envision the race shaping up. There's going to be some new hitters in this race, and it's a big pot, so obviously people are going for a lot of money. I would imagine that there's going to possibly be more speed in the race, which could potentially help some of the other horses in the race, including yours. Do you concern yourself much with who the other horses are going to be in this race, or is it more just about knowing your horse and riding your own race?
Well, it's all that. You concern yourself with everything. I mean, in these kind of races, you know, this much talent in a race, I mean, every step's very important. So, man, I concern myself with how he's standing in the gate, how that first step is out of the gate, you know, where I can get him going into the first turn. And if I can do that part right, the rest just kind of falls into place, you know, where you can get him into that big old rhythm, and if I can, you know, have a place for him to go when I want him to, because, you know, sometimes you can make a mile and eighth race into a mile and quarter race if you know what I mean. In other words, you could get a little brave early with a horse like this, you know, and make it a longer run instead of just a sprint home. So that could be something that I'm going to be thinking about if I get the opportunity, you know, and if I feel that I need to. Again, he could be. It wouldn't shock me if he's on the lead.
Much is said about Mike Smith getting on the back of a trainer's horse. Trainer doesn't really have to talk much to Mike Smith about the instructions, what they want you to do, because you know what you're doing. Do you see a lot of discussion between yourself and Bob Baffert prior to the running of the race?
I mean, you pretty much know the competition going in, and you know your horse's strengths and everyone else's as well. And, you know, I mean, it's going to fall into place, and he puts his trust in me, and you know, it's not like he needs to tell me where to be and what to do. I mean, he knows I know who to beat and what needs to be done to beat him, and he ain't the only one in there I'm going to have to beat. So, you know, I'm blessed to ride for a man like that, that has that kind of confidence in you, that's such a great, unbelievable horseman and has his horses so ready. Makes my job a whole lot easier, and it's fun when I know that he's put the reins in my hand and lets me do what I think needs to be done.
That's Mike Smith, everybody. Best of luck to you, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.